It's a House of Blues. Break.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast. And what am I looking at this week? We're looking at a book, people. You hear that? That's me thumbing through a book. A Dying Breed. But yes, this is a book written by Dan Aykroyd and Ben Manila called Elwood Blues, Interviews with the Blues Legends and Stars. This book is based on Dan Aykroyd's radio hour. He used to have the Elwood Blues, House of Blues radio hour. And that ran for about 24 years. And he interviewed just about everybody who was involved in the blues at the time. And people who were influenced by the blues. Hundreds and hundreds of people. And he has compiled the best interviews in this book. So that's what this book is. It's a compilation of radio interviews from some of the best and brightest and legends of the blues. And I am not a blues person. I've mentioned this before. I'm not a blues person. I'm not big on blues. However, due to the movie Blues Brothers and the album, I have become more and more interested in the blues. And reading this book does twofold. If you are really into the blues, and I want to state this 100% clear, Dan Aykroyd knows his stuff about the blues. I'm sure I'm not speaking out of school. He is not a poser. He knows the blues, he loves the blues, and he respects the blues. And it comes through in these interviews. He interviews people as Elwood Blues. I've said this before in my other podcast when I did the documentary of the making of the Blues Brothers. There are clips in that movie where he's being interviewed as Elwood Blues. And I believe when he puts on the black coat and he puts on the sunglasses and he puts on the hat, he becomes Elwood Blues. And that's what he does with these interviews. He is interviewing these people as Elwood Blues. Dan Aykroyd does not exist during these interviews. It's Elwood Blues, a blues performer talking to other blues performers. It is just a wonderful peek. It's just a peek because most of the interviews only last 4 or 5 pages. So they're not really in-depth interviews. However, you get the taste. You get the essence of the person being interviewed. A good portion of the book is blues legends. Ray Charles, B.B. King, Bo Diddley, John Lee Hooker. They all have the same experience of coming up and having to deal being black in a white world. It was mentioned that if a black performer did an album, they couldn't be on the cover of the album to be put in white stores. Something just like if B.B. King recorded an album, what they would do is they would put a white woman on the cover of the album listening to the album. That was the stuff they had to go through, just all the perils. And once again, it's not in depth, but you just get the flavor of what these performers had to go through to get their music out there. And Dan Aykroyd always treats them with respect. Not that he wouldn't do it any other way. And he lets them talk. As you can see by the transcript, the majority of the interviews are these people talking. Dan Aykroyd is not interrupting a lot. Dan Aykroyd is just letting these people talk, which is the way it should be. He's not a comic doing this. As I said, he's Elwood Blues. He's a blues singer, so he's just taking in what these people are saying. This book does two things. One, if you are not interested in the blues, if you pick this up, you can get a general overview of blues. And then it would be up to you to indulge, to go deeper into the blues and discover who these people are. And if you already like the blues, this is a great romp through history just hearing from these people. Because these are transcripts from a radio show. So these are the actual words of the musician. There can't be any misinterpretation. These are the people speaking. So it's not going to be any weird autobiography or weird biography where that didn't happen or somebody contested that didn't happen. No, these are all words spoken by the artists themselves, which I think is great. Also, he talks to people who are influenced by the blues, who might not be considered blue. I grew up on classic rock, and he talks to Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, members of the Grateful Dead. This is music that I grew up on, and most of these people also had a resurgence in the 80s. So I knew their music, and now I know they were influenced by this, by the blues. And the end of the book is the new. It's the passing of the torch. And we have a ton of young blues singers. Well, they're probably not young. This was printed in 2004, but at the time they were the young bucks in the blues world, keeping the blues flame alive. And I'm sure that there's even people who were influenced by the people at the end of, you know, the young bucks at the end of the book. I'm sure they've influenced people who are out there performing now. It's a timeline of influence, and it's just a timeline of music. It's really, really wonderful. There's just way too many people in the book to go by person by person. The one interview which I did really enjoy was the one with Ray Charles, because they talk about the Blues Brothers, the movie, and Ray Charles talks about how Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi took him aside and helped him with his acting, and Ray Charles took John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd aside and helped them with their singing. So they were helping each other in the business. It was a very copacetic relationship on the set of the Blues Brothers, between the Blues Brothers and Ray Charles. Now, not only do we have all these interviews in the book, but there's also sketches. Dan Aykroyd did sketches on his radio show, and we have transcripts of the sketches, which were done periodically throughout the show. So this is just a well-made, a well-compiled book of past and present blues singers and people influenced by the blues. If you are in the blues at all, I would suggest just picking up this book and reading it. If you are not, I would suggest just picking up this book and reading it. If you want to get into the blues, this is a great starter book. This will get your creative juices rolling for you to go out and study more blues acts, where they came from. And Dan Aykroyd, at the end of the book, has included CD, great albums of each artist that you can check out that best represent their work. He has compiled a list of that. So after you read the book, the artists that you want to check out the most, he has given you a head start on what albums and what CDs you should check out first, just to get going on this. This book was a delight to read. This book was an easy read. It was a very, very quick read. This is a short podcast. It may come in under 10 minutes. I'm not sure. Elwood Blues, Interviews with the Blues Legends and Stars. Find it. I found mine on eBay, but you can find it on eBay, find it on Amazon, and pick it up. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this book. I'm a comedian, so whenever I learn anything about the entertainment world, a lot of the stuff that the blues people were talking about happens in the comedian's world. I worked with a great comic, the late, great Ron Schock, and he said, comedians and blues singers, their career paths are the same. There's always a small number of people at the top making tons and tons of money, but then they both have a working class where people are just working. They're not making it, they're not becoming rich, they're not becoming famous, but they're making a living doing what they want, either doing the blues or doing comedy. That's why I've always felt there's sort of a connection with comics and the blues. Also, a lot of the people interviewed said the blues comes from sadness. A lot of comedy comes from sadness and tragedy. So that's another connection between the blues and comedy. There's just a lot of parallels. But once again, you don't have to be a comedian. You don't have to be a blues lover. Kickstart your blues love with this book. And if you have the blues love, cement your blues love with this book. And that's it. Very, very short podcast this time. I cannot speak highly enough of this book. Go out, pick it up. And I will see you next time here at the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. That should help people find this podcast. And no matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
The blues is truly an American musical invention. Almost every corner of the country can lay claim to its own distinct blues style and history.